Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled Embracing a Pro-Life Heart.
As we celebrate Grandparents' Day on July 27th, we're reminded of the profound role we play in nurturing a culture of life within our families.
For us, being pro-life isn't just about supporting the movement through donations and attending rallies, though those efforts matter. It's about how we live every day, especially in our interactions with our children, grandchildren, and the families around us. Grandparents have a unique opportunity to foster love, support, and joy, creating a ripple effect that strengthens the pro-life ethos in our communities.
We've always tried to support the pro-life cause, whether through small donations or signing petitions, but that's just a starting point for a committed Catholic. The real work happens in the daily grind, how we respond to the chaos and beauty of family life.
For instance, when a young couple announces their third or fourth pregnancy, do we celebrate with genuine joy? Or do we raise an eyebrow and mutter something like, another one already?
Comments like these, even if meant in jest, can subtly undermine the gift of life. Instead, we try to greet each new life with enthusiasm, affirming the parent's courage and generosity.
Or consider the toddler who's making a racket during Mass. It's tempting to point out the crying room, hoping for a quieter pew. But what if we smiled at the parents instead, thanking them for bringing life to our community?
As parents of five, we know only too well the trials and tribulations of getting a young family to Sunday Mass. When parents are already on the edge of coping, negative body language from a parishioner is all it takes to dissuade them from attending the following week.
Small gestures can shift the atmosphere from judgment to welcome, reinforcing that every child is a blessing, not a burden. Our attitudes shape the culture around us, and as grandparents, we can model a pro-life heart that sees children as gifts, no matter the inconvenience.
While everyone can do this, grandparents have already walked the path and have a uniquely attuned radar to the messages being relayed to parents.
As regular readers have heard us say before, raising our own kids wasn't always easy. There were moments when we wondered if we'd survive the sleepless nights or the relentless whining and demands for attention. But we've learned that children, especially those who challenge us with special needs or strong personalities, are also powerful teachers. They push us to grow in patience, selflessness, and love, virtues that draw us closer to holiness.
When speaking with newlywed couples, we try to avoid well-meaning but unhelpful advice like, enjoy your freedom before you start a family. Such comments can pit personal fulfillment against the gift of parenthood, which isn't the pro-life way.
Instead, we aim to affirm the beautiful messiness of raising kids, sharing stories from our own journey to show that the challenges are worth it. Every cranky meltdown or sleepless night is a chance to grow in love, and we want parents to know we see their efforts as heroic.
As grandparents, we have a special calling to build a pro-life culture through practical support and heartfelt encouragement. Babysitting, cooking a meal, or helping with laundry can be lifelines for overwhelmed parents.
These acts of service aren't just practical. They're a powerful witness to the value of family life. When we step in to help, we give our children a moment to breathe, reconnect, and rediscover the joy hidden beneath the daily chaos.
Even more importantly, we can lavish love on our grandchildren, taking time to listen to their stories, delight in their quirks, and affirm their unique personalities shows them they're cherished.
It also gives their parents a chance to see their kids through our eyes, not as burdens, but as blessings. We regularly have our grandchildren for sleepovers, giving our daughter and her husband a rare night to themselves. The transformation in their disposition the next day is a great satisfaction to us. It's worth every moment of wrangling those energetic little ones.
The call to be fruitful and multiply doesn't end when our childbearing years conclude. As grandparents and elders in our communities, our fruitfulness lives on in how we nurture the next generations. This Grandparents' Day, let's commit to being pro-life in the everyday, through kind words, open hearts, and hands ready to help.
Whether it's cheering on a new pregnancy, welcoming a noisy toddler at church, or giving young parents a break, we can make a difference. Our love and support create a culture where life is celebrated, and that's a legacy worth leaving.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content, on-demand courses and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
Smart Loving Fertility. There's a smarter way to manage your fertility, one that works with your body, your marriage, and your faith. Smart Loving Fertility is an online course based on the symptothermal method. It incorporates a unique blend of scientific insights with relationship frameworks and Catholic theology to foster intimacy and help you flourish as a couple. The course will allow you to grow closer as a couple, to raise a family and keep your marriage vibrant. Manage your fertility naturally, confidently, and with more freedom. Visit smartloving.org/fertility. Gift certificates are also available if you want to purchase the fertility course for a friend or family member.